irresponsible for him to talk about. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden says he doesn't think Russian President Vladimir Putin would use a tactical nuclear weapon against Ukraine.
I think he is a rational actor who's miscalculated significantly.
The president speaking to CNN. The president also saying it could lead to a just horrible outcome. And he says he has no intention of meeting with Putin, but if he approached him at the G20 to talk about Brittany Griner, he would meet with him. On the possibility of a recession, the president said he doesn't think there will be one, but if there is one, it will be very slight. Former San Antonio, Texas police officer James Bernand has been charged with aggravated assault after authorities say he shot a teenager as he was sitting in a McDonald's parking lot eating a hamburger.
The shooting itself, it was unjustified, both administratively and criminally. So since there was a criminal component to this, that's why we investigated it as a criminal offense.
Police Chief William McManus, the shooting was recorded on Brennan's body camera, and McManus says the case has not yet gone to the district attorney. A family attorney says 17-year-old Eric Cantu remains hospitalized in critical condition. Get a COVID booster before Halloween. That's the advice from White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha. He says it's the best way to be protected heading into the holidays.
What happens in the weeks and months ahead will have a large impact on how the winter goes. And really what happens in this winter is largely up to us as the American people.
The CDC says only about 11.5 million Americans have gotten the newest COVID booster. Jha also criticized Congress, which refused the White House $22 billion request for virus response, saying it's kept the U.S. from building a stockpile of tests to use in the event of a new winter surge. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Allentown, Pennsylvania officials are investigating a carbon monoxide leak at a daycare that sent dozens of kids to hospitals.
Allentown Mayor Matt Turk says all of the children have been stabilized. The initial call was for an unconscious child once unsafe air readings were taken.
They did triage in the parking lot, immediately called in partners from neighboring communities to make sure that we got everybody to hospitals.
The Happy Smiles Learning Center, Mayor Turk says, is now closed.
There's a number of permits that or a number of inspections that they're going to have to pass prior to reopening.
He urged parents to check their kids' daycares to ensure they have hazard detectors and they're all in working order. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Comedians Eric Andre and Clayton English are filing suit over a program at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. They say it violates the constitutional rights of airline passengers, especially black passengers, through what they say is racial profiling. Lawyers for the men claim the comedians were profiled and stopped by Clayton County Police, saying they were singled out by officers during separate stops about 6 months apart because they're black and grilled them about drugs. A date has been set for the coronation of King Charles III.
The ceremony for the coronation of King Charles III is set for May 6th next year. An official statement from Buckingham Palace says it will take place at Westminster Abbey in London, where it has been done for the last 900 years. The coronation will be conducted by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The ceremony usually happens several months after a king or queen takes the throne to allow for a period of royal mourning, as well as time to organize and prepare the coronation. reception. Buckingham Palace says the crowning of Camilla, Queen Consort, will also happen during the ceremony.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.